ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეორე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეორე ვარიანტი.
Listening. Task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1. It was my 20th birthday, and I was looking forward to seeing my friends. We were meeting at Mamma Mia's, my favorite Italian restaurant, for a special birthday dinner. I was excited and got to the restaurant at exactly 7 o'clock, the time we had arranged to meet. I looked around for a familiar face, but no one had arrived yet. So I decided to wait outside and stood patiently in the warm evening sun. The restaurant was filling up with customers, but none of them were my friends. I became concerned. At 7:30 I was still waiting, so I called my best friend Marcia, but she didn't answer my call. Then I called Alex and Nick, but they didn't answer either. I found it difficult to believe that they had all forgotten about my birthday. At 8 o'clock, I went home, feeling unhappy. I opened the front door and walked into the dark house. The living room door was closed. I was surprised because I always left it open. Nervously, I opened the door. Suddenly, the lights went on and all my friends jumped up and shouted, "Surprise!" So they hadn't forgotten after all. In the end, it was the best birthday ever. It was my 20th birthday, and I was looking forward to seeing my friends. We were meeting at Mamma Mia's, my favorite Italian restaurant, for a special birthday dinner. I was excited and got to the restaurant at exactly 7 o'clock. The time we had arranged to meet. I looked around for a familiar face, but no one had arrived yet. So I decided to wait outside and stood patiently in the warm evening sun. The restaurant was filling up with customers, but none of them were my friends. I became concerned. At 7:30 I was still waiting, so I called my best friend Marcia, but she didn't answer my call. Then I called Alex and Nick, but they didn't answer either. I found it difficult to believe that they had all forgotten about my birthday. At 8 o'clock, I went home, feeling unhappy. I opened the front door and walked into the dark house. The living room door was closed. I was surprised because I always left it open. Nervously, I opened the door. Suddenly, the lights went on, and all my friends jumped up and shouted, "Surprise!" So they hadn't forgotten after all. In the end, it was the best birthday ever. Text 2.
A young Georgian artist, Levon Sangulashvili, has already gained fame for his works. His paintings are now a part of the Brooklyn Museum's famous collection in New York. Levon became known to the wider public after 2 of his works, called The Jellyfish and The Nun, were sold at Sotheby's auction. Levon's works had already been exhibited at the Brooklyn Museum for 8 months when the museum management decided to make them part of the permanent exhibition. It's amazing that this Georgian artist's works are exhibited at the Brooklyn Museum side by side with the paintings of legendary artists like Picasso, Matisse, Van Gogh, and others. The reproductions of Levon's works are already on the museum's official webpage. The Brooklyn Museum is one of the largest museums in the world, with about 2 million well-known exhibits. There are also Asian and African sculptures, as well as examples of modern art. Many visitors wanted to see Levon's paintings, so the organizers decided to send some of his paintings to other museums in the USA. This is the first time the works by a Georgian artist found their place onto the walls of the Brooklyn Museum. A young Georgian artist, Levon Sangulashvili, has already gained fame for his works. His paintings are now a part of the Brooklyn Museum's famous collection in New York. Levon became known to the wider public after two of his works, called The Jellyfish and The Nun, were sold at Sotheby's auction. Levon's works had already been exhibited at the Brooklyn Museum for 8 months when the museum management decided to make them part of the permanent exhibition. It's amazing that this Georgian artist's works are exhibited at the Brooklyn Museum side by side with the paintings of legendary artists like Picasso, Matisse, Van Gogh, and others. The reproductions of Levon's works are already on the museum's official webpage. The Brooklyn Museum is one of the largest museums in the world, with about 2 million well-known exhibits. There are also Asian and African sculptures, as well as examples of modern art. Many visitors wanted to see Levon's paintings, so the organizers decided to send some of his paintings to other museums in the USA. This is the first time the works by a Georgian artist found their place onto the walls of the Brooklyn Museum.
Text 3. Mars, commonly called the Red Planet, is the fourth closest planet to the Sun. Mars is red because there is a high amount of iron oxide on its surface. Mars's surface looks like the surfaces of the Moon and Earth. It has mountain ranges, volcanic fields, valleys, ice caps, canyons, and deserts. Mars also has numerous craters. The largest one was discovered in 2008. Additionally, Mars is home to Olympus Mons, which is the highest discovered mountain in the solar system. A person standing in any place on the surface of Mars would have no chance of seeing the top of Olympus Mons. This mountain is about 3 times as high as Mount Everest, the highest peak on Earth. Though Mars is much smaller than Earth, it has 2 small and irregularly shaped moons, while Earth has only 1. Of all the planets, temperatures on Mars are the most similar to those on Earth. There have long been different theories about the possibility of life on Mars. Scientists think that if there is water on Mars, it's probably too salty to make life on this planet possible. Mars, commonly called the Red Planet, is the fourth closest planet to the Sun. Mars is red because there is a high amount of iron oxide on its surface. Mars's surface looks like the surfaces of the Moon and Earth. It has mountain ranges, volcanic fields, valleys, ice caps, canyons, and deserts. Mars also has numerous craters. The largest one was discovered in 2008. Additionally, Mars is home to Olympus Mons, which is the highest discovered mountain in the solar system. A person standing in any place on the surface of Mars would have no chance of seeing the top of Olympus Mons. This mountain is about 3 times as high as Mount Everest, the highest peak on Earth. Though Mars is much smaller than Earth, it has 2 small and irregularly shaped moons, while Earth has only 1. Of all the planets, temperatures on Mars are the most similar to those on Earth. There have long been different theories about the possibility of life on Mars. Scientists think that if there is water in Mars, it's probably too salty to make life in this planet possible. Text 4.
Harvard University is one of the oldest, most prestigious institutions of higher learning in the United States. But today, we'll hear some facts about Harvard that not many people know. John Harvard's statue is the third most photographed statue in the USA, the first being the Statue of Liberty and the second being the Lincoln Memorial. This statue stands in the yard of Harvard University and is a popular destination for tourists. Students call it the Statue of Three Lies because the inscription underneath reads John Harvard, Founder, 1638. The three lies are, first, John Harvard didn't found Harvard. He was its financial supporter, and that's why it was named in his honor. Second, the university was founded in 1636, not 1638. And finally, the statue is not of John Harvard. All pictures of John Harvard burned in a fire in nearby Harvard Hall. The sculptor, Daniel Chester French, used a good-looking student as a prototype. Oh, and another cool fact, tourists and visitors rub John Harvard's foot for good luck. Harvard University is one of the oldest, most prestigious institutions of higher learning in the United States. But today, we'll hear some facts about Harvard that not many people know. John Harvard's statue is the third most photographed statue in the USA, the first being the Statue of Liberty and the second being the Lincoln Memorial. This statue stands in the yard of Harvard University and is a popular destination for tourists. Students call it the Statue of Three Lies because the inscription underneath reads John Harvard, Founder, 1638. The three lies are, first, John Harvard didn't found Harvard. He was its financial supporter, and that's why it was named in his honor. Second, the university was founded in 1636, not 1638. And finally, the statue is not of John Harvard. All pictures of John Harvard burned in a fire in nearby Harvard Hall. The sculptor, Daniel Chester French, used a good-looking student as a prototype. Oh, and another cool fact, tourists and visitors rub John Harvard's foot for good luck.
Text 5. Alexander the Great, the king of Macedonia and the conqueror of the Persian Empire, is considered one of the greatest military geniuses of all time. Growing up, Alexander the Great had many teachers, one of whom was the Greek philosopher Aristotle. Aristotle admired the Greeks, their language and history. He spoke about them to his student, the young prince Alexander. Alexander also had other teachers who taught him that a Macedonian king had to be very strict. But Alexander did not agree with them. When his father died and Alexander became king, he allowed every country which he had conquered to rule themselves. Alexander and his army conquered the entire Mediterranean region and even reached the Indus River region. He probably would have kept going, perhaps all the way to China, but he became ill and died. He was only 32 years old. Only thing Alexander wanted from the conquered nations was their devotion to him. It was Alexander who spread Greek culture throughout the Mediterranean region. In all his life, Alexander the Great never lost a battle, not even once. Alexander the Great, the king of Macedonia and the conqueror of the Persian Empire, is considered one of the greatest military geniuses of all time. Growing up, Alexander the Great had many teachers, one of whom was the Greek philosopher Aristotle. Aristotle admired the Greeks, their language and history. He spoke about them to his student, the young prince Alexander. Alexander also had other teachers who taught him that a Macedonian king had to be very strict. But Alexander did not agree with them. When his father died and Alexander became king, he allowed every country which he had conquered to rule themselves. Alexander and his army conquered the entire Mediterranean region and even reached the Indus River region. He probably would have kept going, perhaps all the way to China, but he became ill and died. He was only 32 years old. Only thing Alexander wanted from the conquered nations was their devotion to him. It was Alexander who spread Greek culture throughout the Mediterranean region. In all his life, Alexander the Great never lost a battle, not even once. This is the end of the listening part. Thank you.
Mosmenis davaleba dasrulebulia.